family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. Thank you. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and see us 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is from Psalm 78, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have taught us. We will not hide them from their children, telling the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the waters to stand up like a heap. In the daytime, he also led them with the cloud, and all the night with the light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance, like the depths. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused the waters to run down like rivers. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, good morning. Let us pray. Lord, we have nothing to offer you this morning but ourselves. We're not worthy, Lord, of anything that you have for us. But we thank you, Lord, that you've given us your grace and your peace and your mercy this morning. It's all about you, Jesus. We have nothing, and without you, we are nothing. We ask, Lord, this morning that you would invigorate our spirits. Not so, Lord, that it would be so much about us, our happiness, but it would be a challenge to us so that we may go out and follow you. Bless each one here today, Lord. Bless each family represented. Bless those, Lord, who may not even feel good, who, Lord, took everything they had just to get here this morning. Be with them, Lord. Help them this morning, Lord. And, Lord, take everything away that may be in the front of worship. And let our worship be focused only on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, that you shed, that you gave your life for us, Lord, that you rose again on the third day. Thank you, Lord, for our salvation. Thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you would stand up, if you would stand on your feet, please stand on your feet. And I want you this morning to just pour your heart out to that person next to you. I mean, just love on them just like Jesus loved on you. Amen. God bless you.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
You told me something wrong.
Pure and holy, tried and with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me.
From Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No.
In all things we are more than conquerors
through the one who loves us.
We are sure that neither life nor life,
nor
angels
nor
principalities
nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor
death,
nor anything else in all creation
will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. Announcements. Who's got announcements? I've got an announcement. Jesus saves. Amen. 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 Jesus saves. The announcements will... Okay, here's one that's pretty important. Toby's having a birthday party. Toby's got a birthday party. Mars Pizza, right? Mars Pizza, and that is on Nacogdoches, north of O'Connor, and that is when? Next Sunday at 12:30. So Toby's birthday party and Mars Pizza, 12:30. Okay. Also, don't forget our Thanksgiving drive. Our baskets is out in the lobby there. Don't forget about that. And also, our spiritual gifts workshop will be held 18 November, 8:30 to 2:30 in Building B, John Lemons Hall. And we have our charge conference is scheduled for 12 November at 3:30, John Lemons Hall also. And yes, that is on a Sunday. So October the 29th, Moses, yes, at 3:30, the charge conference, 3:30. October the 29th, during worship service, we'll have a visit from our missionary John from Malawi. I'm sorry, Moses from Malawi. So please be in prayer about that. Birthdays, we got Roy Woods, October the 6th. Lois Extrell, October the 5th. And I think we have anniversary David and Lisa Edwards. That is today. So if we would, could we sing happy birthday and happy anniversary?
I don't know. We find out.
I think it is. Yes.
This is October. Yes, first day of October. And what is October? Test question.
Ball.
No. Ball. Pastor Appreciation Month. Pastor Appreciation Month. So I didn't send out my little letter like I usually do, but I will. Next Sunday is Pastor Appreciation Day, okay? So your cards and letters and whatever, bring them, send them. But you have the whole month, no excuse for recognizing that we really appreciate him being here. Thanks.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so that means I get to request, right? Okay.
Take an ice cream.
Super Bowl tickets only if the Cowboys are in the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah, we digress. Would you stand for opening hymn, Where He Leads Me? I can hear my Savior call.
Church family.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Today we want to follow you. Lead us, guide us, direct us, however you want. Even as we pray that you would do this work in us, make us become fishers of men and women. Lord, teach us how to share the gospel with other people, how to lead other people to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, first we have received, and we have received much. We ask, Lord, that we do not take you for granted. Also, Lord, we ask that as we give you back but a small portion of the bounty you've given to us, that you multiply our tithes and our offerings and use them to your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
This is the scripture from Mark 1, verses 16 through 20. The four fishermen followed Jesus. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother, Andrew, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fisher of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Good job, choir. Good job. Good job.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Merciful God, you call us to follow, to turn away from our own selfish interests, and to take up our cross and follow after you, even if the path is difficult to see or is heading in a direction we would never have chosen for ourselves. Forgive us for being so quick to question and so hesitant to follow. Help us to see with the eyes of faith rather than from our own human point of view. Teach us to follow without fear, knowing that you are always with us leading the way. Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare for the word that the Spirit has given for us, take a moment to clear your thoughts, open your minds. Let us pray. Father, we come seeking, we come searching, we come thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted as he opens himself up to be an instrument of your Spirit. Help him to deliver to each of us the word that you have for us today. Give us strength and courage that as we go through this time, that we may hear your word. But further, Lord, let us not keep it to ourselves, but as we leave this place, give your word to our hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Would you please stand with me, please? Galen, could I get you to do something for me real quick? Would you please play that little song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord? Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord bless you and keep you this morning. And I say again, good morning to you. I tell you, it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be able to stand before you and proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, and he is our Savior, and he is the Savior of the world. Amen? Amen. Our sermon this morning is very simply titled, two words, Follow Me. Follow Me. Those are two very simple words, and the two words that Jesus used to call his first four disciples. And he used a simple term of follow me. Isn't that awesome? Think about that for a minute. Now, put yourself in the place of Andrew and Simon and James and John. Put yourself in those in their place. And what would you do? What would you do? Wouldn't you say, hey, where are we going? You know, what do I need to take with me? They didn't do anything, did they? He said, follow me. And you know what, folks? They followed Jesus. Amen? Amen. And you know what? That's what he wants us to do. Even this morning, he wants us to follow him. Now, this is the second part of our hook series. And Jane had bought that fishing pole with her, and I was ready to go fishing. Now, we had the net last week, had the fishing pole this time. So we must be talking about fishing, amen? We must be talking about fishing. And we're, as I said last week, we're not talking about pirates or anything like that. But this is week two of our hook series, and it's all about fishing. All about fishing. In fact, the verse that we talked about last week was the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. All kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. And then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but they threw the bad away. So we're going to look at that verse a little deeper, or rather that title a little deeper, and we're going to see what the reactions were of his disciples, those first four. We're going to talk about who they were and how they responded to the call of Christ. And I think that's very important because we can learn from their response. We can also learn about our faith as we look at the different kinds of people Christ engaged in ministry. And then we can see what are the broader implications of spreading wide the kingdom net. Look around your neighborhood. Look around at Foster Road. Look around Kirby, Converse, San Antonio, these areas. The Lord has asked us to throw the net out. You know what that net is? The gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, folks, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. And I believe Jesus is coming soon. And it's our job to participate in the spreading of the kingdom net, this gospel of Christ. And it's gathering up as many people as possible. You see, God will do his part. And he's inviting us to be a part of the process. But you know what, folks? It all starts with this. It starts with the invitation. Starts with the divine invitation. Christ told his followers that day, he says, follow me. Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And suddenly they left their nets. Now listen to this now. They left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and they were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and they followed him. So, as I said earlier, the invitation is a very simple one. It's not flashy. It didn't have a lot of promises of a good life. And it is definitely not the kind of sales pitch that you probably get, that you think that you would get from Jesus. But his calling is very simple. He is the Son of God. But as I said earlier, what if you were in Simon and Andrew's shoes? Surely you would have some questions. Surely I know I would. You know, wouldn't you want just a little more information to make that final decision? Or wouldn't you at least want to call somebody, you know? So if you think about this for a minute, this whole scene, it says, wow, there's something deeper going on here. These these disciples, they must have known something about Jesus. In fact, they did. In John 1, 35 and 40 and 42, he says, the next day John was there again with two of his disciples. And when Jesus passed by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. Andrew and Simon, Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what, I'm sorry, Andrew, Peter's brother, he was one of the two disciples that heard what John had said. This was John the Baptist about, and had immediately followed Jesus. And the very first thing that Andrew did was to find his brother, Simon, and tell him, he says, hey, we have found the Messiah. That is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. So John makes it very clear here that the original disciples, they already knew about who Jesus was. And John the Baptist, he'd been preaching, and he'd been telling people telling them to repent. And he told them that Jesus was the Lamb of God, and the Lamb of God is a reference to the sacrificial lamb, the Messiah that the Jews had been waiting for. But of course, you can also figure out, maybe in those days, you know, news probably traveled fast among those small communities. And see, you got to know there were whispers that the Messiah at dinner tables, and hey, there's Jesus is here at trading posts and fishing boats. So when Jesus shows up in front of Andrew and Simon Peter and says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, they were ready to go. They were ready to go. They knew, or maybe they didn't know what they were getting into. And when John pointed out to his disciples that, look, the Lamb of God, and when Paul pointed out and says, follow me as a follower of Christ, and when you ask your neighbor to come to a special service, you know, when you say these things, you are extending an invitation. And when we extend the invitation, we extend the kingdom then. So I want you to think about this for a minute. The gospel means good news. And all of us here today are more than willing to invite anyone into the good news that we have to share. Perhaps you got a new job, maybe a promotion, or even a grandchild, or a trip you're taking. You know, maybe a football team has won. This is good news. And we don't have any problem sharing that good news. The gospel is, by its very nature, is good news. So it's always worth sharing. So we talked last week about how this net gathers fish of every kind. Or we can say it another way, how that net is it's indiscriminate as it gathers. And this is a great reminder to us, as we spread the kingdom net to others, that we must share the gospel with everyone we meet. You know, we don't have any problems of sharing the pictures of our children, putting them on Facebook, or even sharing the pictures of our kid with strangers or airplanes. Why in the world wouldn't we also share the good news of Christ with them as well? We have no problem doing those things, but it seems like when it comes to sharing the good news, the true good news, we have a problem with it. You know, perhaps we think it's not really time for us to do this. When is the time? When is a good time? Maybe we're acting like we are the screening agents for the kingdom of heaven. You know, we get to screen those who we want to tell the gospel to. But this is not the way Jesus would have done it. Because we know that the disciples, they're not a perfectly polished group. You know, they had problems just like us. And think for a moment about the kinds of people gathered through Christ in the gospel. And these are just some of the ones we know about. Think about this for a minute. You know, Peter, uneducated and the mouthy fisherman. Zacchaeus, a tax collector. Matthew, a tax collector. And Mary, who was about to be stoned stoned for her sins. What if these people had been pre-screened? In other words, the net wasn't there for them. The gospel wasn't there for them. They would probably be deemed unworthiness. Of how many of them do you think, you know, would be able to make the fight? final cup. I got some news for you this morning. For those of us who think that we may be all that in a bag of chips, I got to tell you this. The Bible says there is none righteous, not even one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You don't have a leg to stand on before Christ unless you have Jesus in your heart. Amen? Don't ever think that you're better than somebody else because you may have better clothes, or you may have a better job, or you may have a better car, or your situation is better. Jesus doesn't think that way. The gospel is for everyone, and he expects his followers to do the same thing. So in Matthew 16, 18, he tells us that he is building his church. And as we talked about this last week also, this church will look like this. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hand. That's in Revelation 7, 9. Isaiah the prophet says this in 49, 6. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Look to the left and look to your right. Just look quickly. Look to the left. Now look behind you. Look behind you. The people that you saw, those are the people. These are the people that Jesus is calling. He's calling you. 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 And you don't have to be anything super special, a theologian. You just have to be available. Available to handle the call. But I got to tell you this, and Jesus said this in the Bible, it's not going to be easy, and it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you something. So I've already mentioned that in their response, the disciples, they already heard whispers of Jesus. They knew something about him. You know, John the Baptist was busy preparing the way, and we know that from the original timeline that Jesus had went out, he was baptized, he was whisked away into the desert to be tempted by Satan for 40 days, and then he began his ministry. You see, so the disciples, they already knew something. They knew something was going on. So let's look at the response of these Andrew, Simon, and James, and John. Simon and Andrew, immediately, here's their response. They left their nets and they followed him. While James and John, it says they left their father Zebedee in the boat with hired servants and followed him. So the Gospel of Mark, it highlights just how important and immediate with which the disciples responded to Christ's invitation. In fact, they pretty much walked off their jobs, didn't they? I wonder today, would you be willing to walk off your job? I wonder today, this morning, would you be willing to give up the things that you may be doing that the Lord, that you and the Lord know are wrong? I wonder this morning, would you be willing to put Jesus first and everything else behind you? This morning, I came in this morning, and the ceiling tile had failed, and it just seems like my whole morning just poof. I was running all over the church, running here and there and here and there. And finally, Tom and Gene says, okay, let's pray. You know, sometimes you just got to stop and pray. Amen. And say, Lord, fix my focus. Fix my focus. My focus is not on ceiling tiles. It should be on worshiping. So I wonder this morning, you know, could you walk out on your job? That's what these fishermen did. They just walked out. James and John, they left their dad in the boat. You know? Can you even imagine walking out on your job to answer the call of Christ? Isn't that something? Wow. For some today, they may have left their jobs to go into ministry. This is a definite reality. But for others, this is an example. An example of how you can step out in faith if the Lord is calling you to do this. Now, there's a great principle at work here, and that principle sounds a little like this. When Jesus calls, it would be good to answer. When the Lord calls you, you need to answer. Now, for the rest of us who aren't Jesus, it's our job to simply extend the invitation to everyone we can. Some will respond right away. For some, it may take months. For some, it may take even years. And some will never come around. Their response is between them and the Lord. But the invitation is something that we are called to give. You might even say that we're commanded. We are commanded. So this morning, I want you to do this. I want you to drop your nets. I want you to get off the boat and start walking with Christ. And invite anyone and everyone to come along for the ride. Yes, even that person that you just, you know, it just does something to you to even speak to. You may be that only Christ that person sees. You see, the greatest and most challenging journey that any of us will ever take is a journey to answer the call of following me. You see, following Jesus, as many as you already know, and you may have already learned throughout your history, isn't easy. You see, following Jesus is going to require something. Following is even more difficult than leading. Because following is going to require some humility. It's going to require some risk. It's going to require that you pay attention to what's going on and awareness. And it's going to require some guts, some courage. And it means that you're going to put Jesus first and your life on the sideline. That's very hard to do. But I can tell you this, folks. When Jesus calls, he'll always make a way for you to do that. But he wants you to know. He wants you to know the cost of following him. So, as I close this morning, laying down, put your agenda to the side. Put your expectations to the side. Put your hopes and maybe even your dreams. You see, it's going to cost you. And what do you gain in return? You gain an eternity with the Lord. And you will gain a relationship with the Savior that is like nothing else. And you will get divine love and acceptance like anything this world has to offer. So drop your nets, get off your boat, and answer the call. Extend the invitation to others and share the good news with everyone you meet. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Oh Lord, give us the faith to answer your call. Give us the courage, Lord, to not to be afraid to speak out when it's time to speak. And help us, Lord, to know that you are with us all the way. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Would you stand for our hymn of invitation? Trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy. Not a crown on but we never can prove the delight of His love until all of me utterly believe. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. You may be seated. I want to tell you this before we go into the Lord's Supper. The Lord is working on your heart. I know He is. I know He is. You know how I know that? Because God's Word has that effect on your heart. Amen? And He's not through with you yet. But I want to warn you, I want to warn you, and I want to tell you. When you leave here, you leave this sanctuary, as I always say, I can see your little halos shining so brightly over your head. Now everybody's with the Lord. But I got to tell you folks, when you get out yonder, Walmart, Foster Road, and down the road a piece, that's where the action is, amen? That's where that halo maybe doesn't shine so brightly anymore, but it ought to be shining ever so brightly, amen? What am I telling you? Let your light shine. Let it shine and be an ambassador for Christ. And don't worry about what people say. They already think you're weird anyway. So I always say, give them something to think about. So be weird for Christ, amen? Be weird for Him and go out and serve the Lord. And serve the Lord and tell someone about Jesus, amen? Homer, what was the name of the film you showed this morning? What Jesus said about life after death. You know, He's coming back pretty soon, folks. You may think you got a lot of time, but I got to warn you, you may not have a time. We ought to be about the Lord's business. Amen? Amen. God bless you this morning. Christ our Lord invites to its table all who love Him and earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not failed to be obedient, church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbor. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. The great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at the heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you come forward, please? You would stand. You may come down this rail here, and also use this rail. Also, we have the agape offering baskets are here, so please don't forget to leave your agape offering in the baskets as well. Amen. If you please, we're going to all take it. We'll take it all together at the same time. So. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. Amen. And this is his blood that was shed for you on the cross, for you and for many. Take and drink. Amen. You have been obedient to the Lord. Praise God. You may now return to your seats. next row, would you please come? If you would, hold somebody's hand next to you, if you can. You don't have to move around a lot, you know, just, amen, I like that. Angel? Reuben? I want us to hold on to each other because that's what the Lord wants us to do. Amen? He wants us to hold on to Him and hold on to each other. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for this opportunity to worship. We thank You, Lord, how You blessed us. And, well, Lord, we thank You how You gave us Your word and told us to follow You. Help us, Lord, to follow You. Because, Lord, we don't know how. And sometimes we get misdirected. But I ask, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that You would put our hearts in the right place, put our minds in the right place, and help us to always remember that it's all about You. And help us to follow You. Help us to be that light that You want us to be. And help us not to be afraid. Bless each one today, Lord. Fill each one with Your Spirit so that they may go out and be Your hands and feet, Your eyes and ears. And we give You all the praise and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
The scripture selected for our closing, our service, is Psalm 100, this time taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. And as we leave here today, let us be safe, be friendly, and remember those less fortunate than us. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And our closing hymn is Precious Name. Take the name of Jesus with you.